Kristen Earl Baxter.
After a lengthy discussion at last month's school board meeting, members voted 5-1 to table the new standards process till the next meeting.
The chair votes no.
The last vote came from outgoing Superintendent Janet Barisi. Although she wasn't too happy with the board's decision to delay the process, she understands the members need to weigh their options.
Concerns about the size of those, of the number of people participating, talking about the process itself, talking about looking in, taking into consideration expense. And I believe one board member was concerned about the amount of time that teachers would be out of the classroom.
Here's what we do know. House Bill 3399, which repealed Common Core, was explicit in requiring outside groups to participate in creating new standards. The standards must be more rigorous than Common Core, which took several years and experts across the nation to create. These new standards have to get legislative approval by March of 2016. That's just 19 months away. While State Board member Amy Ford understands the need for speed, she voted to delay the process to get everyone on the same page.
The last thing that we want to do is go in with bullets flying. I think at the end of the day, when you look at all the parties that are going to be involved in this, the idea that we all want the best standards for the kids of the state.
She says it's also important to know who the developers are to avoid the problems of Common Core.
We're going to make sure that it's all Oklahomans. There are other states that have done development of standards in a very short period of time. We're going to look at how they did it. Doesn't mean they're going to write our standards, but we're going to look at their process.
The conservative group Restore Oklahoma Public Education, or ROPE, which was instrumental in repealing Common Core, doesn't have a problem with looking at other states. But ROPE President Jenny White does take issue with the delay by the board.
What we're going to end up doing is backing ourselves into a corner and go, oh my gosh, we've got 5 minutes to write the best standards in the world. How's that going to happen? So at some point, we're going to have to say, we're going to move forward no matter what, and we'll work on it as we move forward.
The process, which should be approved at today's meeting, includes a steering committee that will oversee executive committees for reading and math. The standards must be out of committee and ready for public comment by June of next year. All this uncertainty is drawing concern from the business community, which didn't support the repeal of Common Core in the first place. Jennifer Moniz with the state chamber says the private sector doesn't like uncertainty, especially when it involves its future employees.
There is a process that's set up currently with the State Department of Education. Obviously, not only do we not know kind of what the process will look like, but we don't know who the superintendent's going to be, who's going to be driving that train.
And there's the rub. After Barisi was soundly defeated in the primary, we know someone new will be the chairman of the state school board. Also, if there's a new governor in November, a 2009 law would allow for the replacement of every board member. Barisi promises the new process is designed to transcend any administration. Board member Amy Ford agrees this should move smoothly, whoever the new superintendent is.
This train is going to be moving down the road, and I think we're all going to be good. And I think that regardless of who's sitting in that chairman seat as the state superintendent, I think that the best interest of the students or whatever everybody at that table has in mind.
Even after approval of new standards, Barisi says it will take one more school year for assessment and development. So if all goes perfectly, new standards should be in place by 2017. In Oklahoma City, I'm Michael Cross, KOSU News.